Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Golf Show. I am Mike Dedurich. I'm your host from 7 to 8 each Saturday morning. As we mentioned in the first segment, it is a moving day at the U.S. Open, and there are always connections with big-time golf and Pittsburgh, and we have that connection again this year. The official starter for the U.S. Open, the guy you'll hear on TV later today, announcing each player as they put their tee in the ground and get their round going, will be the former head golf professional at Oakmont Country Club, Bob Ford. And good morning, Mr. Ford. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you, buddy?
We're good. Sun shining. We don't have a lot of wind. You got all that, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's a pretty day up here in New York. It's about 48 degrees. Sun's out, though. It's going to warm up quick, I hope. But it is blowing maybe 10 to 15. So it's going to be another exciting day out there for these boys.
Is that about what it was doing yesterday?
It was. It was blowing pretty good. Yeah, messed those guys up pretty good.
Yeah, and it's coming from a different direction, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's coming out of the east now. So yeah, it's been different every day.
That will keep them on their toes. Because
yeah,
something
sure.
needs to, obviously, right?
Well, this golf course doesn't need much help, Mike. You know, it's kind of funny. Only the names change. I have the same members at Oakmont. You know, I was on the first tee, and a couple of guys that are members here, members at Seminole, I've gotten to know, too. So, you know, they're like, you know, this is BS. They're going to shoot 10 under up here. Well, they're never coming back. The USGA, blah, 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 blah. And I said, whoa. I said, I promise you, by Sunday, pal, there'll be nobody under par. There are 22 guys under par the first day. There'll be nobody under par come Sunday.
And I'll ask you this question and see what your opinion is. If I saw it once on Golf Channel Tuesday and Wednesday, there was discussion about what is the most difficult U.S. Open course. And they said, you know, Wingfoot is by far the most difficult U.S. Open setup. You know, they mentioned Oakmont in passing. I'm not so sure, and I'm not there, and I can only see what's on TV, but I know Oakmont, and I'm not so sure that you give Wingfoot the hands-down top U.S. Open golf course.
Well, Mike, I don't know that I really heard all of that, but, you know, what I've heard, the scuttlebutt up here is that Oakmont and Wingfoot are the two most difficult golf courses. You know, I mean, I don't stick my chest out on that as much as, you know, Oakmont's the gold standard by which all others are judged. You know, difficult and unfair are, you know, those aren't great adjectives. So I just want Oakmont to be considered a fair test, a proper test, and the scores are what they are. And it all depends on the conditions and the players and, you know, a lot of different factors. And, you know, you go back to 74 here when they had the massacre and they were 7 over.
Yep.
You know, that came on the heels of the 73 Open when Johnny Miller shot 63.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's true that the members of these clubs, you know, kind of hang their jackets on, you know, well, we're the hardest open golf course. Well, it, you know, it's great, but it needs to be fair. But I promise you, Wingfoot's fair. It's a great test. It's one of our great golf courses in this nation. And I hope they come back here more often than they have been coming here. Because it's, you know, I think between Pinehurst and Pebble and Shinnecock and Oakmont and Wingfoot, I think those are the top five U.S. Open venues that we have.
And that kind of leads me into my next question that I was going to ask you. Pinehurst announced that they're going to become something of a USGA South. USGA is going to move part of their operation down there, and Pinehurst number two has been designated as one of the anchor courses, they're calling it, for future U.S. Opens. I can't imagine that Oakmont is not going to be making a similar announcement to that because, you know, as you said, that's in the top five without a doubt and needs to be in a rotation if there's going to be one.
Well, I've heard that rumor, and, you know, Ed Stack is the spokesman for our club at Oakmont. He's the president, and I'll let him bring that news to us, but that would be great. I'd like nothing more. I think the members would like nothing more, and that'll be tall cotton to be in that company.
For sure. Give us a sense of what it's like on the first tee at a U.S. Open and maybe how that changes as you get each day deeper into an Open.
Well, you know, the first couple of days are pretty easy, Mike. You know, we started at 6:50. You know, we played for 2 hours. That would have been 8:50. And then I'm really off for 3 hours and then back on for two more. So that's a pretty easy couple of days. Everything went pretty good. I'm really only a 3 handicap maybe at doing this, so I've made plenty of mistakes that I hope not too many people notice since there's not too many people here.
No.
But, you know, this weekend I got a big break with a cut. There's only 62 players in the cut. So I go from about 9 o'clock to 2:30, I guess, which is 5.5 hours, pretty easy. Last year at Pebble, I think 80 guys made the cut.
Yeah.
You know, I was out there for like 8 hours. That was a long day. But, mm-hmm. No, it's fun. I'm close to the clubhouse. The first and 10th tee are both close to the clubhouse. I'm telling you, this club, 36 holes of great golf, and obviously you see the clubhouse, one of the most magnificent clubhouses in the country, and they've done so many wonderful things up here. This club is really rocking, and I'm happy to see it. They've got you know, great management, great staff, great members, and they just play golf here. Nothing, there's no pool. Well, I guess there is a pool, but only a pool and golf. That's all they have.
Well, there's a pool at Seminole, too. But
no, they took it out, Mike.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that. when did that happen?
This summer. They just filled it in.
Huh. That was one of the things you told me when I came down there a couple years ago. You said, really nice pool we got here, but nobody goes in it.
Nobody's allowed in it. No, it's just kind of an aesthetic thing, you know. But sadly, the feed to the ocean, it was a saltwater pool, and the feed to the ocean broke. We were going to have to get the Army Corps of Engineers in. It's going to cost $2 million. And
jeez.
It was just a joke anyhow, so they just decided to fill it in, which is probably the prudent thing to do.
Yeah. So who's going to win?
Well, I'll tell you, it's anybody's game. I mean, anybody within, you know, 5 or 6 shots has a chance. You know, Webb Simpson's lurking around at even par. You know, Justin Thomas and Patrick Reed, they're going to be tough to beat. Dustin's not too far off. John Rahm's not too far off. I mean, we've got a great leaderboard. I mean, it's spectacular. It's going to be a great weekend, Mike. Can't wait to watch it unfold.
I'm very anxious to see it. When it comes on TV, at least one thing, Patrick Reed won't have to deal with fans this weekend. So that might be a little easier for him.
Well,
it's
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, he's a pretty misunderstood young man, but he is a magnificent player. And
yeah, he does,
watch him in his short game. He can really go. I'd be surprised if he didn't win.
I am impressed. And, you know, what I think of him personally really doesn't matter, but I am impressed with how he can work the golf ball around a course like this one. You know, DeChambeau, he's going to hit the 370-yard drives and most of the time hit the fairways. Reed's a little different. He doesn't hit it that far, but he knows how to make that ball work and get himself into positions to win.
Well, he does. He hits it plenty far, and he's got a lot of guts. And, you know, short game is spot on right now. And, you know, it's what you need in the U.S. Open. You need to keep making those 8 and 10 footers. And he's a wonderful bunker player. And, you know, this rough is brutal up here. You've seen plenty of it. But they don't have the bunkers that Oakmont does. You know, the driving zones here are, you know, just long, you know, fairway and rough, you know, Oakmont, it's just a different fear. I mean, the fear of God is on them on the tees. The fairways are narrow, the rough's brutal, and it's just a great test. It's a wonderful place.
There's no doubt, and I don't know how you would pick one over the other, but we can certainly say that those are two of the best that get to play or get to host the U.S. Open. And it's just fun to watch the guys try to figure out a way to make it work.
It is. I mean, you can tell, you know, the players are not crying. They're not, you know, they're not screaming at the USGA, which is great.
Yep.
I think that relationship is just gets better every year. Last year at Pebble, the setup was fabulous. I know they shot 13 under, but who cares?
Right.
I know if they shot 13 under at Wingfoot, you know, a small percentage of the members would be upset, but you know, just got to be a fair test and a proper test.
Well, looking forward to the next 2 days. And as usual, I want to thank you for coming on and spending a little time with me. And hope the weather stays good for you so you don't get wet out there at your post. And we'll look forward to talking to you when you get back.
All right, Mikey. Always good to talk to you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks, Bob. That is Bob Ford, the former golf professional at Oakmont, and now he is stationed mostly at Seminole down in Jupiter, Florida, which is another really just awesome golf course. Couldn't hold a U.S. Open there, but it's still just such a unique course, and that's what makes it so great. All right. It's time for another break, and when we come back, we'll get another perspective from Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel and see what he's seeing over the first couple days. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.